The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
A quick update on breaking news in Philadelphia just about 1 hour ago. A report from police, shots fired, which began a shootout between police and at least one suspect. Details are very sketchy at this point. Almost 100 Philadelphia police cruisers are on the scene. It is being described as an active shooting scene. That is still the description. We do not know whether the shooter has been apprehended. We don't know. Multiple news sources are reporting that at least 4 Philadelphia police officers have been wounded. One is reported to be in critical condition. We do not know the condition of the others. Again, at least 4 Philadelphia police officers have been wounded. This, again, reports from the scene, and you and I both know often these reports are highly unreliable. So I'm just reporting what multiple news sites are reporting. It is still being considered an active shooting scene. It's been that way for just a little over an hour. Conflicting reports about whether the gunman has been apprehended or killed. We don't know. It is being described still as an active shooting in Philadelphia, and at least 4 police officers wounded, 1 critical. We'll give more details to you as they are available. I want to get back to this article written by John Cooper, the lead singer of the rock band Skillet. I got to say, I need to learn more about this guy. He has some deep insight into scripture, church history, theology. I am impressed. And he is articulating some things that I have been attempting to articulate for more than 20 years. More than 20 years. But I think he's doing a better job, and that's why I'm sharing it with you. As he winds down his editorial, he deals specifically with things that some of these well-known Christian leaders have said in their statements that, hey, I'm leaving the faith, I've lost my faith, I no longer believe in Jesus. And he responds, and I'm not going to go into all of that, but towards the end of his editorial, he says this, and I want you to listen to this. Again, this is a Christian rock musician. He says, it is time for the church to rediscover the preeminence of the Word of God and to value the teaching of the Word. We need to value truth over feeling, truth over emotion. And what we are seeing now is the result of the church raising up influencers who did not supremely value truth, who have led a generation who also do not believe in the supremacy of truth. And now those disavowed leaders are proudly still leading and influencing boldly away from the truth. Now again, I have been saying for years that so much of our contemporary Christian music is an inch deep and a mile wide. Not all of it. I again want to say what I repeat over and over again. There is some really, really good, solid contemporary Christian music, but so much of it is just fluff, just emotion, and what the other writer said, Jesus is my boyfriend kind of worship. love without truth. And that's another reason why I wanted us to discuss this thing about love without truth, truth without love. You got to have both. And in our world, our secular world wants us to believe that we can have love without truth. If we love, we don't need truth because no one knows what truth is. All we need to do is love. That has come into the church as well. We just love Jesus. Well, what do you believe? I don't know. I just love Jesus. Well, yeah, but what do you believe about the virgin birth? I just love Jesus. Well, what do you believe about the vicarious atonement of Christ on the cross? I don't think that's important. I just love Jesus. I have heard this over and over and over again. The only thing that's important is that we love Jesus. Well, we need to love Jesus, but we need to understand which Jesus are we loving. And we learn that from the Word of God. We don't know anything about Jesus except what we learn from Scripture, from the Word of God. We don't know what love is unless we have a grasp of the Word of God. We do not understand the love of Jesus unless we understand the holiness of God, as one of our callers pointed out earlier, and the justice of God. We don't know what the cross means unless we understand what propitiation means. You don't have to use that fancy word, but you need to understand the principle that Jesus paid the price for our sin. He withstood the judgment of a holy God. When was the last time you heard a contemporary Christian song about the judgment of God, the righteousness of God? When was the last time? I suppose there are some. But so many of them are just fluff, just emotion, written by 20-something kids who are sincere and they're emotional, but they have no theological background. He goes on. He says, is it any wonder that some of our disavowed Christian leaders are letting go the absolute truth of the Bible, and subsequently their lives are falling apart? Further and further, they are sinking in the sea, all the while shouting, now I found the truth, follow me. Brothers and sisters in the faith all around the world, pastors, teachers, worship leaders, influencers, I implore you, please, please, in your search for relevancy for the gospel, let us not find creative ways to shape God's word into the image of our culture by stifling inconvenient truths. But rather, let us hold on even tighter to the anchor of the living word of God, for he changes not. The grass withers, the flowers fade away, but the word of our God stands forever, Isaiah 40, verse 8. Wow! This from the lead singer of a Christian rock band saying, we should not be the influencers. We who sing, we who are involved in contemporary music, we should not be the influencers. It should be the pastors, the preachers, the theologians who are the influencers. And he's saying, whatever we do, it cannot be based in shallow emotion. It's got to be based in the foundation of the theology of the Word of God. Well said, John Cooper. I know almost nothing about their music. I'll repeat it. If my life depended upon it, I could not tell you one song that Skillet has sung. But this guy's got some spiritual depth. He's got some spiritual courage. And he is calling his profession to a deeper walk with God and a renewed commitment to the authority of Scripture over emotion. And for that, I say, may his tribe increase. It's an excellent piece, an excellent article. I am certain it's up on the website, on Facebook, and on Twitter. Check it out for yourself and forward it to other people. It's phenomenal. We'll be back.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Here is the latest update on the shooting in Philadelphia. News reports are now saying at least five Philadelphia police officers have been wounded. One very minor grazed in the head. At least two have been rushed to Temple University Hospital. Authorities are saying at least one of the officers is in critical condition. The others are in stable condition. Quote, one suspect is in custody while another remains at large. Just about 2 minutes ago, Fox News was reporting that the gun battle continues, that gunfire is continuing on the scene. Now, that's what Fox News is reporting. I can't find that being reported by any of the other news sources, so I'm not sure whether that is true or not. But Fox News is reporting that one shooter is still engaging police. One shooter is in custody. The other one is at large. And again, at least one news agency is reporting that right now gunfire is being exchanged between police and at least one gunman. So, again, this early, these reports are highly unreliable. And I remind you that every news agency is desperately trying to outscoop the other one. And it is not unusual at all, sadly, for news organizations to report news that is not true. So this is preliminary, but I'm reading at least five Philadelphia police officers have been wounded, one reportedly grazed in the head in an ongoing shootout in the city's Nicetown neighborhood Wednesday afternoon. It all started about 4:30. And there are reports that it began with narcotics activity. Philadelphia police confronted individuals concerning narcotics. So this was not just a random shooting. It was a narcotics bust or something like that when the shooting began. And officers began calling for backup. And I've read at least one report that there are at least 100 Philadelphia police cruisers on the scene there in Philadelphia. So that's what we know. And, of course, this is very fluid, and more details will be given out throughout the rest of the evening. I want to just make some closing comments concerning what John Cooper, the lead singer of Skillet, says in this exceptionally well-written article. Criticizing much of his own industry, contemporary Christian music, he's certainly not apologizing for what he or his band has done, not by any means. He's just saying we should not be getting our theology from young 20-something band members who are young in the faith, immature, and have very little, and in some cases, no theological background at all. Says that's not where we should be getting our theology. That's not where we should be learning about God and Jesus and so forth. And that's an excellent point. And he's saying we have become, in our desperate desire to become cool and relevant, we have lost truth. And I agree with him. Let me just add some final thoughts, just editorial thoughts for myself. We have seen this movement in America that implies that if a church is not a megachurch, it's not relevant. If a church is not a megachurch, it's not influencing the community. If a church doesn't have six satellite campuses, it's not really doing anything for God. Because that's the new thing. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing. But the new thing is the satellite campuses. And that's fine. But that was unheard of a few years ago. That's, you know, there are good fads, there are bad fads. And this multi-campus thing is a fad. I think it's a pretty good fad. But it's a fad. But we have been sold a bill of goods that the size of a church indicates God's blessing. And that is not true. Size means literally nothing. Adherence to truth is everything. If a church is a mega church and they are proclaiming the truth of the Word of God, they are solid theologically, they are winning people to Christ and making disciples, God bless the mega church. But there are a whole bunch of mega churches that are unbelievably shallow in their teaching. And they have big crowds, and it's emotional, but they're not really developing disciples, and they're not impacting their community because in order to win the world, they have become just like the world. And so there's very little transformation that takes place. Remember this, folks, and I'm not knocking megachurches. Please understand that I'm not. But don't forget that the overwhelming majority of what God does in America is in small churches. Now, does that mean if a church is small, that means they're spiritual? Absolutely not. Could be as liberal as the day is long. My point is, size means very little. God is using some tiny little churches in incredible ways to reach their community. God is using mega churches in incredible ways. But here's the thing, folks. We must remain true to the truth of Scripture. We must draw a line in the sand and say we will stand for the authority of the Word of God. Remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.